When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
11:39 Thursday morning. And indeed, it is. Boy, music. The Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will take our first look at the Chicago Bears as the Cowboys will head to Soldier Field on Sunday afternoon. That'll kick off your lunch hour here in 15 minutes. But right now, we do it every Thursday. And today, Travis said, I've got it. I've got boy music. So take it away.
Indeed. Well, guys, I wanted to talk about how you take in an album or how you listen to new music today. Because as I get older, I find it harder and harder to commit to a new artist or even just like new music that comes out. So the first thing I'll say is the only way I'm exposed at this point to new artists is through TikTok and videos on internet. Like, I am not listening to the radio and seeking out new music on the regular. It's just a video will come across. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like the vibe of that. And they have a feature right there you can add to your Spotify. And I guess that's the other way. But the way Spotify's algorithms and the way they feed you things being so tuned into what you listen to and your preferences that you kind of get a lot of what you already like and what an artist you already know, even in your You Might Like or the recent releases, it's going to be a lot of stuff that you're extremely familiar with.
You know, they rigged the system earlier when we were growing up, because if you liked a single, you just naturally went out and bought the album and listened to the whole entire album. I remember the huge deal when those 12-inch vinyls are the single cassettes would come out where you could just have that one song and maybe they had a different version on the other side that you paid $3 instead of paying $8 for an album. But now, like you said, Travis, if there's a TikTok video out there, you hear a tune, it's so easy just to go and get that single that I can't remember the last time I downloaded an album and listened to it front to back. That was the highlight of knowing that you had an artist that had a single that you liked, going to get the album and just putting the needle down and listening to the whole entire first side, flipping it over, listening to the whole entire second side. I think that's maybe a couple of artists will get that. If Taylor Swift puts out an album, people will listen to it front to back, Beyonce or something like that. But I will say 90% of people now, I'm just going to get that song.
Yeah, but
and then that's it.
Do you not have artists or bands, whatever you want to call them, that you know you like, that when they put out a new album, like The Killers for me, or Matchbox 20, who released an album a couple of years ago, the day they released it, I didn't download it because I just streamed it off. I use Amazon Music, but I streamed it, and I listened to that from song one till the end, like straight through.
And that's where I'm going, is I wanted to ask you guys how you go about it. And now, Donnie, I know you're not like downloading a bunch of new music.
No.
But when you're listening to an album, new or old, are you going to listen to the album, or do you have playlists that you go to or that you're just going to listen to this one song? Because I grew up in the iTunes era, but kind of always hated the single and only having that one thing. When a new album comes out, and I'll play something from a new album that came out in July from Tyler Childers that I've been obsessed with. 90% of the time right now when I'm listening to music since July 25th when that album dropped, I'm listening to that album. And the first four or five spins, it's no skipping, no shuffle. Even if I know some of the singles, it's all the way through in order the way the artist intended it.
Man, I do that from time to time.
I cannot recall the last time I did that.
So then I'll give you a project. I'll give you some homework because I'm on to my next one. I like taking in an artist's catalog like a television series. I'll sit down, decide, you know what? I'll use Tyler Childers as an example. He just dropped an album in July. I've listened to all of his albums. I really enjoy his stuff, but I had never just sat down and been like, I'm going to listen to album one, then I'm two, then
yeah,
three,
track one,
then
right,
four,
right,
then five, all, no, album. I'm talking,
oh, gotcha, okay.
I'm going to sit down and listen to, maybe not all in one sitting,
right,
but I'm going to listen to the whole catalog all the way through before I start listening to someone else.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I don't do that at all.
It's so fun because you can listen to their maturation. You can listen to their skills enhanced throughout the years. You can listen to them go through different styles, different eras of their own, like, mood and how they feel,
yeah,
how they like to write, the type of melodies they play with.
That's a great, in theory, that's awesome. I just don't know if I listen to enough new music to care about someone's album that's released, because I will consume new music only if I'm in the car with my wife,
mm-hmm,
and she has satellite radio, and then there's a tune that maybe I've never heard and I look and go, oh, that's so-and-so. Like when I, the song that we sing all the time, Players, about to catch another flight.
Yeah.
The first time I heard that, I was in a car with her. It didn't make me go, oh, let me check this whole entire album. I just went and downloaded that song and just listened to it and added it to the playlist, and that's it. I can't remember the last time an artist came out with an album and I said, woo, front to back, baby, let's go. That has to be maybe a decade.
Are there
seriously
any albums that you'll just go back and listen to? Like, as the album?
No.
Because I've done this with the Dirty Heads. I've done it with Run the Jewels, Wilco, Beatles, Tom Petty, where I just am like, you know what? I'm going to listen to all of Tom Petty's albums.
It's interesting you don't ever do that. Like, I'll do that. Like, Pat Green's album, 3 Days, I've probably listened front to back. I mean, who knows? Like, I'll just get on a Pat Green kick, like, on a Friday evening sitting around the house, and I'll listen to that album front to back. It's probably the album I've listened to the most recently. I do that with Blink-182 every once in a while.
Yep.
Like, Enema of the State, and then Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, which I love those albums.
Because you get earworms where, like, a part of a song is stuck,
yes,
in your head.
Yeah.
I don't really experience that. I get, like, a craving over obsession to listen to one album, or maybe it's a song, but it's not a specific part of the song. It's, I gotta go listen to this.
The first album I purchased with my very own money was Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full. And I do remember listening to that track by track, loving every bit of it because I was into it. And then this one guy I worked with told me that I had to listen to, oh my gosh, Sign of the Times, Prince. And it's, I believe that's a double album. He said, you got to listen to every single track there in order just to get everything about it. And I can remember maybe that's the last time I really, truly did that. Unless I'm doing something for someone else. I remember one time Soraya had me listen to someone's album, but it was an artist I'd never heard of, and it was just reviewing it for their show, so I don't even remember which one that was.
And do you listen to, like, the guys that you like to listen to, the acts, whatever, do they put out new music now?
No.
Okay, because I was curious,
yeah,
like,
that's big.
I would assume that if, and I'm just going to use Busta Rhymes as an example. I don't know the last time. I have no idea.
Right.
But I would assume, like, if he put out a song, like a new one, would you be like, oh, yeah. And then he was like, oh, my new album's coming out. I think maybe you would listen to the whole album at that point.
Like, we just had Ice Cube in, and he's working on a new album.
Well, I think he just put out a new album, as a matter of fact.
So, like,
I think so.
It, like, if it is one of your top five and they do put out an album, are you moved at all to go listen to
That's
it?
A great question. And now I'm not. I feel like,
really?
If I consume it just one song at a time,
it won't
maybe
hit.
I'll get enough to say I'll listen to the entire album.
Yeah.
But
man, that's interesting.
Because on my Spotify, like, even if I'm if it's one of my artists that I really like, but I'm not gonna spend that time, I'll definitely listen to one spin through it.
Yeah.
And whether I'm like, I may not even be listening to it that, like, carefully, but I'll throw the heart down on a couple of them and put it into my big playlist, and then if I start finding myself scrolling through on my liked songs, going to one specific artist looking for, you know, a group of three or four songs that I saved at the same time from an album, I'll be like, you know what? Let's go listen to the whole thing.
And, you know, we used to do this a lot.
That's
like, if we would play dominoes and we're just all together and we're never going to be together for a few hours.
Yeah.
All right, put this album on and we'll just go all the way through it. I will probably tell you, if I'm trying to get my mind right, and I'll say the last album I listened to front to back was Chronic 2001.
Would you consider that your favorite of all time then?
It's up there.
Since you're remembering it off the top
of
your head.
It's up there. And I just know that you go just track to track. I was like, okay, this is bomb. I think that's the last time seriously I've listened. And it's been a long, long time ago.
That's interesting. So one of my favorite bands is a band called The Midnight. And they, I already know, they have a new album. Their first album in 3 years drops, like they've been, they do where they release like a song a week, yeah, or whatever on Amazon. And so I've heard like 4 or 5 songs from it, but the full album drops in 2 weeks on Friday, October 3rd. And I, as soon as I get home that day, when I will listen to it front to back.
I'll do the same thing with, it's not every band that I like, but it's, sure, there's probably a group of 4 or 5 that if, that I'm checking their Spotify or their website, yeah, every few months. Just
the same thing.
Are they going to announce the new album? Like the Dirty Heads, who are a top 3 band for me, they haven't put out an album in like 2 years, but they usually do it once every couple, you know, every year or once every 2 years, and they haven't announced it, but I've been on their Spotify and their website, right, a lot over the past few months. Like, it's, we're getting to the end of summer. These guys kind of usually do this around summertime. They're not teasing anything, yeah, but something's got to be coming.
I'm the shuffle king. I really am. And then, yeah, if it's a song that I really, really love, and then I hear it and I love it so much, I just run it back.
It's so interesting because I think you're the most musical out of anybody on the show, but you have a way more lax approach to your musical intake than I feel like we're a little maniacal about how we're planning out to listen to. Like, I need to listen to this. It's, right, it's not get on my playlist and whatever comes up next. I like this song. It's great.
But I think Matt had it right, though, when he's asked about the artists that I really, truly love and I listen to all the time, they aren't putting out a lot of,
yeah,
new
that's
music.
Big. Yeah.
And if they drop something, they may drop a single or they may drop a feature with someone else,
yeah,
but they're not putting an album out. Like New Edition, I can't remember the last time they put out an album. And they may have. I just didn't know anything about it. I think that's a group that if they put out one, I would think if they just downloaded the album and it was, oh my gosh, okay, I'll listen to it. I may do that. But it's not a lot of people that I'm going to say, like, Prince will be one. I'd listen, right, to a Prince album all the way through. But he's not putting out new music.
No, he's not. Don't take this the wrong way either, but, like, this is kind of the next part of the testing phase for me as my favorite artists are starting to get into the greatest hits era of their,
right,
careers.
Right.
And when they slow down both artistically and, like, in just production. Like, they're not doing as much. And then when they do, a lot of times it's for a paycheck. So, like, you have to realize that as you get older that just because you're not consuming new music from even artists that you like, that is, I think music is just a really important part of the human connection.
And, no doubt.
And setting aside some time each week to listen to some music is good for the heart.
And my wife is into like the DJs. Like she'll hit on YouTube and get this particular DJ that's maybe they have a set at this club somewhere or day party, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I'll hear a song that maybe I haven't heard and go, oh my gosh, what's that? Shazam it. And then I'm not even thinking about the album. I'm just thinking about that single because that's the song that I heard and that's the song that I liked.
Do you not have Spotify or Amazon?
I do.
You,
yeah,
do? And you, because I don't know what Spotify does, but on Amazon, they always have my discovery list and it'll be stuff I've never heard, mm-hmm, in the genres that I like.
Right. That's what it is. And I don't know, maybe with me, I like a lot of genres. Like I listen to hip hop, I listen to country, I listen to old rock, new rock, all of it. So it's hard for, I feel like it's hard for Spotify to nail down,
yeah,
what I like and listen
but
to.
But I will be truthful and say, if it is hip hop and I do like it, I'm way more old school. And if they're presenting the new stuff, I will say, you got to grab me if I'm going to even get the,
yeah,
single instead of even thinking, yeah, about the album.